So the point is that scientists in general have been referring to the polar vortex in the stratosphere, but because they cause these colder outbreaks in the troposphere, the term polar vortex has been somewhat adopted to explain this cold weather outbreak. But it's really just a part of our weather system that we get. Sometimes we get these cold extremes due to these lobes of the jet stream that get separated from the main flow and bring down these very cold air.
Okay, so here's the key question then. How related is the phenomenon that we're experiencing now, how related is it to climate change?
Yeah, so what's been interesting is that there is some agreement that over the past 30 years or so, the polar vortex in the stratosphere has weakened somewhat. However, what's less clear is whether that's been caused by climate change, in particular sea ice loss, or whether it's just some longer-term variability. And one of the reasons that we wonder whether it's really forced by increased greenhouse gases is because the climate models running into the future do not see significant or agreed-upon changes in these cold air outbreaks occurring more often. In fact, they overwhelmingly see that we'll experience fewer and fewer cold air outbreaks into the future.
Fewer and fewer. Okay.
Yes.
Can you help explain that? I mean, to be perfectly honest, I feel like I'm not quite caught up with you on why that might be. So could you explain that?
Yeah. So in general, the response to when you put more CO2 into the atmosphere, you're going to warm the atmosphere. And that's going to be true in all seasons and in winter as well. What some people have proposed is that maybe because you're also melting sea ice, that can weaken the jet stream and you get some more of these cold air outbreaks. But whether the models just don't have these processes modeled correctly, or whether this really isn't going to be a big influence, we generally don't see any weakening of that vortex in these climate models.
Okay. Because I guess what I'm saying is, as you almost certainly know, every time we have one of these extreme cold weather events, there are people out there, including the President of the United mm-hmm. States, who say, you know, like global warming or climate change, what gives? Like, how can we have these extreme cold events if we also have climate change? But are you saying that there is some
right.
kind of relationship between the two?
I'm saying it's possible. It's an interesting idea. I think it's a area of science where there's not a lot of consensus right now in terms of what will happen in the future with climate change and cold air outbreaks. In general, I think there's going to be less cold extremes than there are, but the weather is noisy, and so you're still going to have these very cold extremes occur on occasion.
Okay.
It's just going to be fewer and fewer of them.